Okay, it is now 10:16 on April 16th, 2020. The meeting of the NACIS, Trinity Valley Groundwater Conservation District, is in session. Don, could you poll the attendees for a quorum?
Yes, sir. Mr. President, we have a quorum.
Okay. We have a quorum. I'll give the invitation. Dear Lord, we ask for your guidance during these troubled times. We ask that you please protect us from all of us that is present here and the population here in the United States from the COVID-19 epidemic. We pray for all that have already contacted this dreaded virus a speedy recovery. Show our medical teams a cure to combat it going forward. Give us, during these times, the will to keep our eyes on you and your power to heal. We ask for your forgiveness for our many sins. Thank you for the many blessings you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. Item number 1, declaration quorum, an invitation, public forum for items not on the agenda. Public forum for items on the agenda. We have no one present. Consent items, approve the minutes for February 20th, 2020 meeting and payment of bills. I have a motion to approve the minutes from the February 20th meeting.
This is Terry, and I move we approve those.
And second. It's Jimmy.
I'll
second
that.
Okay, we got a motion made.
Go ahead there, Jimmy.
Okay, Terry made the motion, and Don second.
Okay, we got a motion. And a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We don't have a butt to push, so we'll have to do it that way. Are you ready to receive the 2019 audit report from Murray, Pascoe, and Caperton, PC?
Gary, can I interrupt one minute?
Anyone have any questions on it? Yes. Go ahead, Penny.
Was that motion to approve the minutes and the payment of bills, or do we need a separate motion for the bills?
We'll need a second. I'm sorry. We'll need a second motion to pay the bills. Do we need to go over? Has everyone looked at them? We have any questions on any of the bills that she's presented?
No, sir.
Okay, no. We have no questions on her accounting, so I need a motion to approve paying the bills.
I'll make that motion to approve the payment of our monthly bills.
Got a motion made. I need a second.
I'll second.
Randall will second.
Okay. Who seconded it?
It's Jimmy.
Hello?
I'll second.
Jimmy? Okay. All right. We got a motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any is any opposed? Motion made and carried. Then we move on to the audit report. Has anyone read everyone read the book?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I
any questions?
Yeah.
Any questions or comments? If there's none, then I need a motion to approve our audit of financial statements for December through December 31st, 2019.
I'll move. This is Terry.
Got a motion made. Need a second.
This is Randall. I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we need to receive the first quarter financial investment report.
Okay. Total funds to account for at the end of the first quarter was $193,440.59. That is with our tax pool and our CD and our operating account. The tax pool for the first quarter, total interest, we only gained $12.95. So that's it.
All right, you have a comment on what you received on the billing?
Do what now?
Okay, do you have any comment on what you received on the billing or an update on what you received on the billing for the drilling or the well permit renewal?
The operating permit. No, I think I sent all that to y'all in those reports.
Yes. I didn't know whether you had any updates since you sent the report up.
Hold on, I can tell you right quick. On operating permits, on operating permits, as of today, we have billed and or collected $29,100. I have billed everything that's renewing through August the 1st.
Okay. Get any comments from in view of what we're talking about? Have you had any comments from anyone about paying their renewal or paying their fees?
No. I mean, everybody that I'm billing, they're sending them in. So.
Y'all know that the PUC put out a notice to everyone with a water system that they are not allowed to cut anyone off until this pandemic's over with.
Right. No, I've not had any.
If this thing goes into an extended period, there may be times no more what we're charging. I can't see it, but there may be times that someone needs an extension or we may not be able to force them to pay if they're not able to collect their water bills.
Right.
Yep. They're not going to be excused for the electric bill or their maintenance, but you have to hold off on any of the individuals that they'll wind up paying their water bill. And a lot of folks that won't will still be able to, but they're holding off trying to save their money with all of this going on. I just think you need to be aware of that. I don't know how many of you keep it with the PUC, but you need to be aware of what's going on, what they publicize and put out to the public.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions on her investment report, financial investment report?
No, sir.
None. Okay, we can go to item 7. Approve the well per drilling permit for Payne Springs water supply. There isn't any, if you've looked at it, any, there is an issue on it. Valerie Weeks submitted all of this to us and to the state, and one portion of it has well number 5 on it, and on some of his papers has well number 4 on some of his papers. So I told Penny I'd contact them and get them to send the corrected copy of it. His permit to the TCEQ says well number 4, but his data sheets that's attached with it says well number 5. They didn't question it, but I don't know why they didn't. Their drawings and everything else says well number 4, so we need to get it clarified. But to keep from, well, I'm sure we can get that taken care of. Penny thinks that they had a well, I guess, that they tried to finish and wasn't able to. They plugged it back, so that's part of the confusion. I know Tyler can get it straightened out. I just need to contact him and let him know.
What, one other thing, yeah. Gary, that I noticed on there, that the casing is not 6-inch.
I had that marked too, Don. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. I just saw that they filled it out and said it was 6-inch. The liner and screen. I'm not sure why they're drilling a 10-inch well, putting 10-inch casing in for 50 gallons a minute. But
I think the well. But part of the area, Don, that they're in over there on Cedar Creek. Not just Cedar Creek, but any of that west there close to that Trinity River. You can drill a 10-inch well and still just get 50 gallons a minute out of it, because that's all that sand will produce in some areas.
Yes, sir. I drilled the 2 wells across the road for the Payne Springs Water Supply Corporation several years ago, and they're 6-inch wells, and We didn't bid on this. We had an opportunity, but didn't bid on it.
Okay. Well, we.
So the casing size.
We just finished one 8-inch well or 6-inch well at High Point. We was with the sand that we saw. We was anticipating 125 gallons a minute, and we're only getting 55 out of it. Crossroads is the same way. They had to take their test hole and use it as a well and the original well that they wound up drilling, and they still not getting 50 gallons a minute. But that's way south of where this is at. But I know there's some areas over there that outcrops, and the sand doesn't produce the water like it has. So 50 gallons a minute, that may be a good well. But that part of it, I hope they get more than 50 gallons a minute. I like to see somebody come up with something better than that over in that area.
Yes, sir. Penny, you had a question?
Do what?
I thought Penny had a question.
So the casing size is actually 10 inches?
Yes, it's on the drawings, Penny, if you'll look. It's 10 3/4. Yeah.
I did have that marked to ask Tyler how he was going get some of that down the hole.
That
doesn't increase the drilling permit fee, but it would increase the operating permit fee when they got ready to operate.
Right. I don't know if that would change, if, or his operating permit would change from what you're doing right now, but it'd still be the $1,000 permit.
Yeah, they've already paid the $1,000 for the drilling permit.
Right. Okay. Can we make approval on contingent that they change, make everything the way it's supposed to be? Or the way it really is, whatever well it is, and then redefine the casing and the screen set up.
I have no problem with that, Gary.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't want there when I forbid, surely whoever bid on it looked at that close enough. They may already have it changed. I just didn't have a chance to get hold of Tyler because they're not in the office, but every once in a while anyway. I got three projects they're working on. I'm having trouble getting anything out of them. I know they're trying to stay one of them in one end of the building and somebody in the other end of the building. That's about it.
He answers email pretty good.
Yeah.
So they need to correct. They need to correct or verify the casing size, because I'm looking at their summary and it says casing size 6 inches, but when you look at the drawing, it says 10 inches, and then they need to get straight whether it's well number four or well number five. So and that's it. Everything else is okay, right?
Yes.
Yes, near as I can tell. Anyway, but that, I don't know why the casing, I've never seen them miss that, but they did on this. But the distinction between well number five and well number four, if they plugged one, looked like, I can understand, I guess they missed it that way. But
yeah.
Well, Ms. Merle worked.
TCQ didn't pay attention to it either. Their only deal was to make sure that you're going to run a Langelier saturation index, and we're going to call it corrosive. They're calling it corrosive before it ever gets drilled.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like Ms. Merle, she works for Payne Springs. It appears she's the one that filled out this application.
Yeah.
And she sees the screens being six and 5/8, but the well casing is the question, and it's 10 3/4.
Okay.
Right, and if it's 10 3/4, then his permit, everything will be more than what it is right now.
Yeah.
From the operating side, Gary? It'd be more.
On the operating stuff. Yeah.
It'd
still be $1,000 to permit the drill with what we've got right now, and who knows? You're gambling over anyway. It may come back foot even smaller than what they have designed in the hole, depending on what they can get out of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So we worry about that when they get it. Just make sure that we watch it when they. If they do go back in with 10 3/4, then we're going to have to up the price on our operating permit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the drilling permit with the changes?
I can make that motion. This is Terry.
Second.
I'll second that.
Okay, Don, thank you. All right, motion made and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I guess the last one, number 8, need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move we adjourn.
Second.
All right, thank y'all. We made this work.
Yeah, shortest meeting in history.
The only thing we've been...